Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Gallegos, here with
Jeff Rappaport.
And on this episode, we're going to continue talking about marketing and lead generation because, you know, this really applies to everyone out there in regards to real estate investing, because you need leads to do deals, whether you're using creative financing or not, if you're just doing traditional wholesales, but you need leads. So we went over a ton of them on part two
of targets
target lists or target properties, target situations, either distress or non-distress.
Yes.
Let's get back into that, Jeff.
So we've discussed this, and as much as we could do a three-day seminar just on marketing, we're going to go much faster, less detail, and try to get through more. And just know there's a ton. We're not going to go into so much detail with
them, because we do have a huge list here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and again, just from the last episode, if you guys haven't listened to that one, that's part one, go back and listen, because this came from a wholesale meetup group that you host monthly. And you had this group kind of divide into small groups and then come up with these lists, and with very little direction on your part.
So what I did actually is I came prepared. So I had my own list, and I want people to do. I want people to be involved. It's one thing that I just, hey, here's information. That's great.
You want some interaction.
I want people to participate. I want them to start thinking on their own. So I developed a list for each one of these particular categories that we're going to eventually talk about. And I wanted to see what they would come up with. Now, the vast, vast majority are the same that I came up with, but there are a few that I like, oh, I didn't think of that, or that might work. So, and there's plenty more than just what we're going to give you, but we got to cut it off at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about, we left off with like bankruptcy. This one would be any fire damage, flood damage, or, any kind of natural disaster type. Trees fall on houses, cause damage. Fire damage, you can actually, you can actually subscribe and hear about all the different fires that are going on in your area if you wanted to be something quick to those kinds of deals. You could probably hook up with a natural disaster firm. Someone that does
cleanup. Natural disaster cleanup.
Yep. So that would be a good one. How about hoarders? I mean, I don't know how you actually track who's a hoarder. So
driving for dollars.
Yeah, probably.
See a bunch of stuff on their porch and in their yard.
Which is interesting, because maybe you'll see some neglect, but the hoarders that I've dealt with, it's all inside. It's not really on the outside.
You can't really target that specifically.
How about, and this one came from Dave Kenny, chatting with him on our podcast. How about an expiring lease option contract, or an expiring contract for deed or owner finance?
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be a great one.
And actually, it doesn't even have to be expiring. I probably don't want something that's 3 months old, but do sellers sometimes want out of this agreement that they've made? Would they rather just get some cash and not?
Absolutely.
These buyers not be able to do what they can? I mean,
absolutely.
Probably yeah. not a lot of people going after those.
Yeah.
How about for rent? I mean, about as simple as they get.
For rent, yep. And it's a good list because some of those people that are renting the property, they just don't think they could sell it for what they want. Or, I mean,
they like tried to sell it even in some cases.
Yeah, and here's the other thing is they're used to receiving income off that property, which is actually really good for creating financing, right? Because if you can continue to give them income from that property via a note and not have them be a landlord anymore, that might be a very good or very attractive offer to them.
Yep. Arrest records.
Arrest records. Yeah. I haven't heard of that one.
No, that's a good one.
That actually. Is a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we just talked about an example of when guys I was just in dealing jail. With someone.
Yeah.
Isn't that a major issue? Whether either sale or dealing with having some money to deal with their issues. Arrest records is a good one.
And so along those lines, I would say bond leads, bail bond liens.
Guess what? That's on our list.
That's number two. Okay.
How about free and clear?
Free and clear, always, so always a good
free
list.
And clear means there's no debt owed on the
no
property.
Mortgage, yeah.
Why would that be good?
Because the sky's the limit as to what you can negotiate with a seller.
Cash, terms,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And you have everything potentially at your disposal.
Yeah, and they get all the equity, so there's no, you know, if they need...
No due on sale clause, no issues.
Yep.
Yep. Low debt, high equity.
Low debt, high equity.
So very similar to what we just talked about. If you're a traditional wholesaler or a rehabber, I mean, these are the people you have to go after.
Yeah.
You have to be able to buy the property at a big enough discount to make sense.
Yeah, huge percent of equity. Yeah. So that'd be like, 40%
at
least.
Yeah, I think you start at 60% loan to value or less.
Yeah.
Okay. Insurance claims. Not really sure what this... One, how you would track this and how you would use it, but I could see that if you had a fire damaged property and somehow you filed an insurance claim, but something to at least think about. I think it's going to relate back to, you know, all of our fire, flood, natural disaster type stuff.
Right.
But it'd be interesting to figure out a way to try to track it.
Yeah, and find those lists of that. That might be a gold mine.
It might, just because I hadn't really thought about it before, and maybe not others have either.
Yeah.
By the way.
And it's harder to get.
Yeah, and by the way, typically you have to make decisions about this. This is what it means to be a real estate investor and be a business owner, is that some of these lists are really easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
Some are free. Some cost a little bit of money.
Some cost time.
And the easier the list to get, it's very simple. The more competitive that list is going to be.
Yeah.
That means the more people that have it, the more people that are working it, and the probably the lower the response rate that you're going to have.
Yeah.
The harder lists, less people are going to have, perhaps less competition for you, perhaps higher response rate. But you got to deal with the list.
Yeah. However, with what we're teaching here, using creative financing, you can separate yourself from the competition.
That's right.
And you preach this all the time, Jeff. Like, separate yourself from the competition by offering creative solutions.
Yeah. As Ron LeGrand would say, for at least for me, the last 18 years, be a transaction engineer.
Yeah.
So don't try to make everything fit into one thing that you do.
Right.
Be able to problem solve and provide solutions.
Right.
Okay. Out of state owners. Could be, and you know, whether it's absentee, well, it's going to be absentee most likely.
Yeah.
Unless they've just moved recently.
Yeah.
But
great list to hit because there could, I mean, that could fall in distress or non-distress.
Yeah.
Either or. But, you know, chances are they haven't seen the property in a long time. And that might not be the case. But, you know, if they live in another state, they're not, they can't drive by the house regularly.
How about garage sales, yard sales, estate sales?
Great one because they're probably moving or selling the house as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and super good because not a lot of people will spend the time on these.
Yeah, and super time sensitive.
Yeah, so not a bad idea to show up on a Saturday and just
ask if they're selling the house.
Yeah, ask a few questions.
Yeah.
Evictions, back to our absentee owners, but now this has created the distress rather than maybe no distress, right?
So yeah.
Anything, any kind of eviction that's going on is
probably
a bad situation to some degree.
And when a landlord is most motivated, when the landlord becomes a motivated seller is when they're going through an eviction.
And usually with an eviction, does the property usually come back in the same condition as it was
given? No, absolutely not. It's going to be worse in most cases.
So not only are you potentially not getting income and making a payment each month during this process, but there's potentially some deferred maintenance to deal with.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bail bonds. We talked about.
And I just mentioned that.
You can literally go to the bail bonds people. I mean, they own property that they've taken.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always as motivated as I would like them to be.
Yeah.
But, it's certainly something that could be investigated.
Yeah, yeah. And just targeting owners with these liens on their property.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the – I'd rather get to them while that – lien is on the property
and not a foreclosure
before it gets to the bail bondsman.
Yeah.
Liz Pendens.
That's a great one because...
Do you know what that is?
Legal action involving the property. Yeah.
Legal action pending. Yep.
With the property.
So there's a dispute somewhere about something and disputes can get to be expensive and...
And someone might just want out.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and those can be trickier situations depending on what that dispute is.
Yeah, you might have to get an attorney involved to help with the legalities of dealing with something like that. But hey, distress.
Yeah, and you can just pull title documents to find those. So if you're able to search by document in your county under title, you can just find Liz Pendens.
Go into your county recorder and ask that that's what you're trying to do. Someone can probably help you do it.
Yeah.
Multifamily.
Yes.
I mean, pretty general.
Yeah, very general.
Multifamily being anything from duplexes on up. To be honest, if you're not interested in 100 unit, no reason to have 100 unit on your list.
Yeah.
But, you know, interested in small multifamily, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes.
Yep.
By the way, after fourplex, it becomes commercial rather than residential.
Five, five or more units.
Yep. So if that's something that you're not quite familiar with, then
it's a different ballgame.
Segregate the list a bit.
But yes.
Easy, easy, easy list to get.
Yes.
Land.
Land. Yeah.
Vacant land.
If you know what to do with it, it's a good list.
And again, you can have certain criteria if you want it. It's easy to put in certain filters like I don't want a little piece chunk of, 6 feet by 3 feet that is in between two landowners that, never got claimed or something that I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in lots or land that can be developed, whatever your criteria may be.
Right.
How about just zip codes, like particular neighborhoods, whether it's subdivisions, zip codes, cities.
Yeah, if you're farming, if you're trying to farm an area, if you're trying to be that big fish in a small pond, that might be a great strategy to start with.
Yep. No data. So if you go to some of these list brokers for these properties may have been owned for a long time, but there's just no data on them. So,
no data.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, yeah. So, not a lot of people mailing to them because no one really knows about them. So you could actually go to like List Source and enter in literally no data and you will pull up a list.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
How about two-story homes?
Two-story homes.
If you're thinking about, and we're going to talk about this in just a second, but two-story homes for, let's say, 65-year-old and older owners would make sense because they don't
like stairs anymore.
So two-story homes typically are also bigger. They may not need as big of a home. So,
that's interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting concept. But yeah, you look target two-story homes and owners that are, you know, 65 or older.
Yep.
That would be probably a good list.
How about empty nesters? So that they've had a home for their family. Now the family, all the kids
go off to college.
They have a much bigger home than they probably need or want.
Looking to downsize. That'd be a harder list to target for.
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
No, I think you can find it. Huh. Reverse mortgage. Now this one, I'm going to preface this. These could be deals, but you're not going to create financing on a reverse mortgage type property.
Yeah, you can't.
Okay. Reverse mortgage is basically for elderly that take out a mortgage where they actually have no mortgage payment.
Yeah.
They're actually giving up some of their equity.
They're using their equity for income, for monthly income.
Income or free living.
Yeah.
Basically. So they don't have a house payment. So their equity actually is, unless the house is appreciating, is shrinking every month.
Because more is owed on that note.
Yep. And then the last one is, going after owner-financed individuals, notes, that kind of stuff, contract for deed, whatever it may be in your area that, again, we talked about earlier that there may be people that don't necessarily want to, sellers want out. They would prefer to have their cash or a portion of their cash now rather than 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And there's buyers that are in trouble or can't finish what they've started and are at risk at losing, you know, a significant down payment.
Yeah, and you can target what do they call it, private mortgages or something like that on like List Source.
So I want to give some places where you can find some of these.
Okay.
And then I want to give one significantly good idea if you want to be very targeted.
Okay.
And then we're going to wrap this one up.
Perfect.
Okay. So here are some places that you have some choices. So List Brokers are a good place to go get some of these more general and some specific lists because you can create certain filters. You can literally, you know, by equity, by age, by all kinds of
demographic, geographic,
square footage, assessed value. I mean, you may not want to market to 600 square foot homes in your area. You may want a minimum of 1,000.
Right.
Something like that. So let's talk about List Source, listsource.com.
Okay. That's
Listability.
And these are just List Brokers.
These are List Brokers.
Yeah.
Melissa Data.
Okay. Okay.
Those are probably like the three bigger List Brokers that I'm familiar with, that I've used. I am looking into a company called IDI Core. They do what's called stacking, and we're going to talk about that in a second.
Okay.
Some of the other places that you can find this info, courthouse.
Okay.
So you're looking for any kind of legal issues, Liz Pendens, judgments, liens.
Bankruptcies.
Yeah, bankruptcies, probate, all of those are through the courthouse.
Right.
Tax assessor,
yeah.
Treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are all by your county.
Yeah.
So if you're looking in one particular county, you're going to that county assessor, treasurer, county recorder. become familiar with it one way or the other.
Yeah, so county recorders, you can list, you can search for different document types that's been filed on title. County treasurer would be for tax default stuff.
Yep.
And then, you know, property owner information, assessors.
Yep.
Or recorder.
Recorder, probably. Yeah. And recorder, typically, you can look up particular things on properties that have been recorded. So if you're looking for something, you know, judgments, liens, owner finance, private notes, whatever.
Right.
And then the city. So if you're looking for code violations.
Yeah.
Some cities even have lists of vacant properties.
Yep, vacant property lists, health department.
Condemned.
Yep.
Yeah, health department, city health department. All of these are potential ways, and you'll have to decide what's the best way. So some of it is you or someone that you hire to go do this work. Some of it's what you pay for in terms of getting lists from list brokers. And if you don't have much of a budget or no budget, I mean, we talked about some that really require no budget, just time.
Right, absolutely. Driving for dollars.
Yep. So I wanted two more points, and then we'll wrap this thing up.
Okay.
So we have what I call to be prospecting, and one to be called marketing. Okay. Prospecting is when you're putting in the time, it's costing you your time, it's not costing money.
Money.
Okay. Prospecting would be something like cold calling, door knocking, something like that. Marketing would be, hey, I'm spending money, not as much time. And that might be for direct mail.
Right.
PPC, something like that. And we'll get more into that later. Let's talk about how you make this list really interesting. So, now we already talked about like notice of default, very competitive, but are all notices of default leads that you would want?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Right? I mean, some don't have any equity.
Right.
Some have one mortgage and, you know, it's going to be a short sale or nothing.
Right.
So what if we start looking for properties that have two, three, four of these particular distress traits all in common? And it's going to be a much smaller list, but you can really be targeted. These are going to be highly distressed.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So for instance, you know, tax delinquent and divorce and 30, 60, 90 day late. Yeah, there's a number of issues going on there.
Yeah.
They're going to become much more motivated. At least we believe they should be more motivated, right? So being able to stack some of these lists together where you're seeing more than one issue, you're seeing multiple issues.
Yeah, and there's a term that the big marketing companies use. It's like cross segregation or something like that of the list, where you're taking these lists and that you're crossing them. So, you know, like if there's a, like you said, the divorce and the tax delinquent and the, you know, notice of default, if that's all on one, you know, all on one property, you have a very high probability that there's a motivated seller there.
Yeah. Now, if you found probate and tax delinquent and, you know, something else, that would be something too. And you can go and try to create, you know, whatever type of list. And you might want to try IDI Core. I have not used them for this yet, but I believe that they do a stacking. So they can actually create lists that will have multiple.
Or cross-referenced on multiple other lists.
Yeah. And they probably aren't cheap. So you should know, the more that you try to get, you know, one of these list brokers, the more work that you're asking them to do, the more the list is going to cost.
Yeah, but the higher the return is going to be, the higher rate.
Yeah, potentially the higher
quality. Response, higher quality,
Yep.
So
that's what I wanted to cover. I mean, seriously, we went through, I don't know, 30, 40, and if it doesn't make you start thinking about others, I mean, I can tell you there's not judgment and liens on here. That's one.
Yeah.
Really, the goal is not to be an exhaustive list. It's to get you thinking along different lines, be creative, maybe lists that we haven't talked about or thought about, yeah. Or, hey, pick a couple, focus on them, build your business, expand it.
Yeah, here's one that a house I just closed on. The guy's wife died, and he has you know, terrible memories of it. He wants to get out of the house just because of the memories.
Absolutely.
Because his wife died, and his wife, you know, was kind of had hospice care prior to that. So just a kind of a depressing place for him. And it for his situation, it would actually make more sense if he stayed in the house.
Yep.
Because he has a really low mortgage payment. But he just, the motivation is the bad memories, and he just felt alone.
Which is interesting, right? Because it can go either way on that. It'd be like, the memories are why I want to stay, or the memories I've got to get out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
Great.
Well, cool. I hope this gives you guys a lot of ideas. Of course, I mean, this is a huge list. And again, if you're just starting out, let's touch on that a little bit. If you're just starting out, pick one or two that you want to focus on, and you really need to decide if you have more time or if you have more money.
Yeah.
So that's a key too. So if you have more time than
money. And we're going to actually talk next episode how to get this type of marketing out.
Okay.
All the different ways. Some will be prospecting, some will be marketing, where, you know, money and some time as opposed to time.
Okay, perfect. So we talked about the lists that you can hit. Now we're going to talk about how you hit those lists.
Correct.
On the next one.
Yeah, these are your targets. Now you've got to figure out, hey, you don't have any money, get in your car, get on your bike, go for a walk, walk for dollars, and go find distressed and vacant homes.
Go knock on doors.
It's so simple. You're good on the phone, get on the phone, call for rent, call for sale by owner.
Yeah, exactly.
There is absolutely no reason at all. I mean, I don't care if I have no money, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, you just don't want it enough.
Yeah.
Start examining your why rather than, so many excuses.
Yeah. So take action. All right, guys. Well, that concludes this episode. This is part two. We'll do a part three for lead generation.
Probably two more parts, and we'll have to try to... there'll be info-packed, I promise.
Okay, perfect. I love this. My favorite topic is marketing and how to reach these people, because I think if you can figure out that, you know how to utilize the strategies, but if you can bring in the leads, you know, he who has the deals is the king, right?
Yep.
So and there's so many people that teach you that you're not in the real estate business, you're in the marketing business, right? Joe McCall is pretty famous for saying that.
If you're a wholesaler, that's certainly what people are talking
about. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, any investing you're doing in real estate, you need leads for. If you're buying and holding, or, you know, if you're flipping, whatever. So.
Well, and if you don't generate enough leads, you typically start chasing stuff that's mediocre to, like, poor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You feel like you've got to try to make deals, because, you know, your job is to either wholesale or buy and hold or rehab. And when you have more leads, now you can cherry pick the best ones, go after the best ones, let the other ones go, or pass them on, do something else
to someone else, right?
Rather than, you know, chasing not very good deals. And now you're chasing them, too, which is not the way you want this to be.
No. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Please pass this on if you have friends or family or acquaintances that are interested in real estate investing. Please just let them know about this podcast. We want to get the word out. And you guys can reach us on our Creative Financing Hotline. This is set up for you guys to call in and leave us your comments, ask us questions, tell us what you want to hear on this show, what you guys want us to cover, or if you have a deal that you don't know how to put together, you don't know how to structure, leave us a message with all the details, and we'll we'll tell you how to structure it. So anyway, that phone number is 877-409-8090, 877-409-8090, or you can reach us at www.thecreativefinancingpodcast.com. Until next time, create some terms.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.